Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Firearms intercepted at the Indianapolis International Airport in the first 3 months of 2024. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Wish TV with the story. Greg Montgomery reporting. 18 guns people forgot they had in their bag. Everything is possible. I just don't always get it. I do not always get it. 206 million passengers screened at checkpoints during the first quarter of the year. 1,503 firearms found. I mean, it's low considering. It does blow the mind. In the 2023, the first 3 months of 2023, 25 firearms were stopped at the airport. So I'm glad that they're able to, if the airlines say you can't fly with a gun on you, you can check it, right? That we can argue whether or not they should be doing that. And I don't really have an issue with that. And if their job is to stop those things, okay, fine. But if they could only stop the people who fly in tank tops, then finally it would be something, that we could all put our arms around and say, well done indeed. And from all of us, thank you. Can I tell you something about this? I started playing this because Fingers Malloy, who I do Eat, Drink, Smoke with, does it all the time. He's been doing it for years, and it's in my head. I'm like, I gotta use it. And then we're talking about it. I'm like, I stole this from you. I'm totally using it on the show. And he says to me, you know who else uses it on their show? I said, who else uses it on their show? And he says, Dana Lash. And I said, no. He said, yes. I said, no. He said, yes. I said, come on. He said, what? I said, I can't use it now. I can't. I don't think Dana would care. But like, if it's something that like she does, you don't take other people's stuff. You don't do it. That's why I want to now put my claim right where it belongs on this.
That is so fetch.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
That's mine. That is mine, right? I can take that one. Because if I can't take that one,
F these people.
And I'm keeping that one no matter what. That is sticking around forever. But am I like crazy? I feel so weird. Like I wanted to do a thing. I wanted to do a bracket of what are the movies that guys will stop everything they're doing to watch, even though they've watched it a million times. And we were talking about this during March Madness. I'm like, wait, we have to hold on. What if Hammer and Nigel are doing this? They do a bracket all the time for all sorts of things. They weren't doing a bracket for that, but they were doing a bracket for something else. I'm like, all right, we'll totally hold off. We'll wait. We'll bring it back. Because I'm not about to do something that somebody else is doing. No way. The ideas come spontaneously originally, but if someone's doing it, I can't bring myself to do it. It's oogie. It is absolutely oogie. So I did not know Dana did that. I can't do it. So here it is. Last time before I retire it.
Sha-la-la-la.
And delete. Sad day. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that an Iranian attack is expected on Israel in the next 2 days, and Israel is preparing. Last week, they canceled leave for members of the Israeli Defense Forces. There are people who have evacuated areas. There are people who have been in the country from other countries who have left and are planning to leave. They're expecting this to take place because Iran is desperate to attack. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I share with you the craziest headline I've ever read. This comes from Politico, and you say to me, but Tony, it's Politico. Go with me here. This is nuts. I didn't know I was going to theme the day with a bit of surrealism. This is the Politico headline. Iran wants to hit Israel while avoiding retaliation from Washington, U.S. assesses. Let me say that again. Iran wants to hit Israel while avoiding retaliation from Washington. They want to attack Israel, kill Israelis, and then have no response. Meanwhile, as the New York Times has reported, Iran has been flooding the West Bank with weapons for the last 2 years. And they want the West Bank to be the next spot in this war. War from Gaza, although Hamas is all but eliminated at this stage of the game because the Israelis did not stop. People want to argue, yeah, well, they lost the public relations war. Well, this is what happens when you don't do things quickly. That's the lesson here. Not that Hamas shouldn't have been taken out. It had to happen quickly. Because if it doesn't happen quickly, you allow the bigots to go out there and engage in a campaign to go after, well, the people that they hate. No conversation about Hamas being a terrorist organization. No conversation about the hostages. When I have Democrat Dan Goldman, whose job is to fall on the sword for the Biden administration, I mean, he does interviews. He looks like a hostage himself. Just staring into the camera blankly. You wonder whether he believes what he says when he's talking about the Biden administration, talking about the economy, whatever. But he gives this quasi-impassioned speech about, since when do we leave American hostages behind? Is it because it's Israel and anything that happens to Israel is okay by the world community? And the answer, of course, is yes. And that would make you want to change how you vote and how you go after these things. But you allow the Democratic Party to be filled with these Jew haters everywhere. And you don't call them out by name, whether it's Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar or Andre Carson or Jamal Bowman. We played this the other day. This video of Rashida Tlaib, and Fox News is asking her, hey, let's talk about Dearborn here, where you have people who are, chanting death to America, death to Israel. Do you have any commentary on this? And her only response is, I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not Listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about. And I don't talk to Fox News.
People wearing keffiyehs are chanting death to America and death to Israel. She has nothing to say. She's right there. And that's who people like Representative Dan Goldman should be, you know, directing themselves. Because there's an issue. So this attack could very well happen at any moment. It brings us to the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn, because there is more. Corinne Jean-Pierre is asked about this. Is asked about whether or not there has been direct warnings to Iran not to attack Israel.
I just want to clarify one of your earlier answers. Did the administration send a direct warning to Iran not to attack Israel?
We've been very clear. I mean, you heard from the president, right, and laid out our commitment to Israel and make sure Israel's security, that continues. And so we've had those conversations. I'm just not going to go into back and forth.
So no? Yes? What kind of answer is this? One more time.
I just want to clarify one of your earlier answers. Did the administration send a direct warning to Iran not to attack Israel?
We've been very clear. You heard from the president, right, and laid out our commitment to Israel and make sure Israel's security, that continues. And so we've had those conversations. I'm just not going to go into back and forth publicly.
So she didn't answer the question, is not answering the question. And the idea that you're committed to security doesn't seem to be the case when you go on television and Univision and you state that Israel is wrong and Netanyahu is wrong. And you are giving many mixed messages, which emboldens groups like Iran. So get ready for this weekend. Israel seems to be ready for this. Iran has publicly threatened, as the reporting from the Wall Street Journal goes, to retaliate for the attack in Damascus, right? You had members of their Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps killed in that attack. You had U.S. intelligence showing that an attack on Israel assets by Iran or its proxies could be imminent. But now they're saying the attack could be within Israel's borders, which goes back to this revelation about Iran funding and providing weapons to the West Bank, which gets you to ask how that happened. Take a look at a map, shall you? Map of Israel. There it is. And you take a look at the map and you take a look where the West Bank is. You got to head yourself to Jerusalem. And ask yourself, how in the world is Iran getting weapons to the West Bank? How is that possible? And the answer is, hey, Jordan, we'd like to have a word with you. If you take a look at the quote-unquote West Bank, you will see that big border with Jordan. Giant border with Jordan. How'd the weapons get there? We gonna pretend we don't know? Is this our plan? Pretend we have no clue? Just by magic? No. No, they're getting there somehow. And maybe that's why the bombing took place in Syria. And maybe Jordan hasn't been as great of a friend as they need to be. Expect something this weekend. Now, just as a matter of disclosure, they did talk about this last weekend as well. But this is the second or third report. I would say it's absolutely probable.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Costco is selling $200 million worth of gold a month. $200 million! By the way, gold is now at $2,400. Full disclosure, I have no gold deal at all, right? I don't work with any of the gold companies or anything like that. I bought a little bit a few months ago. I'm angry with myself for not buying more. To give you an example, Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. When I say I have no connection with any gold company, you don't hear me advertising a gold company. I will also fully disclose that I don't even know if I'm allowed to disclose it. Hold on, I got to ask now. Can I disclose on air? Okay, I had to ask permission first. I don't have any financial relationship with a company that sells gold, right? Gold just a month ago was $2,176. And now it's $2,404. And you're like, why? Why is it going up? Why is it going up? Well, hedge against inflation? By the way, if you ask where I've gotten the gold, from my sponsor, Premier Arms. I wanted to say that. That's where I got it. I wanted to make sure I could. I do advertising for them. No other relationship. I have no part of the business whatsoever. I don't make, I don't have a connection like you buy gold and I get paid. None of that. Just, man, I like clarity. Because lately, that is totally lost. And it's freaking me out. It's the hedge. People are concerned. But I think it's fascinating that Costco is selling this much because it tells a story of the idea that somehow this is an elitist move. It's not in any way, shape, or form. This is like, you know what? I need to buy a 24-pack of toilet paper. Oh, it only comes in a 72-pack. Okay, I'll get six of those. And I need 4 pounds of cereal. And you know what? While I'm here, I'll get a hot dog for $1.50, and I'll buy a couple ounces of gold. That is amazing. It's like, it's nutty, yet it's perfectly American. People are doing it all over the place. All over the place. By the way, if we go back to, let's stick with April, because we're in April. Let me go. Today's the 12th, right? Oddly enough, 5 years ago, the 12th was also a Friday. 5 years ago, gold was $1,294 an ounce. Today, it is closed yesterday at $2,368. So congratulations. You made $1,100 an ounce in 5 years. I don't know. Is that good? Is that bad? It's better than nothing. It's better than getting poked in the eye with a stick, as the kids would say, the kids from 1943. But still, they would say it. People are looking at this economy and saying, bad things coming. Bad stuff happening. Wait, hold on. Where's silver? Where's the spot price on silver? How do I find that? Okay, silver is at $29.23. Okay, now I can go back a couple years with you on this one. When I was living in California, silver spiked, and I had bought silver at that time. silver spiked to like $47. I didn't get it that high. I think I bought it in the 30s. So you know what kind of investing genius I am. And then it went back down to like 15, 14, and now it's at 28. So I'm almost back to square. We going to see silver back in the 40s? These things are telling a story. They're telling an economic message where people's concerns are. And I think that this is interesting as a bit of analysis to, as we discuss the economy, everything that you're told about things are going better and household incomes are secure and credit this, and look at what people are doing. Which one do you want to believe? The story that you are told from the administration, or the fact that the everyday consumer who is looking for a deal on toilet paper is also picking up a couple ounces of gold as a hedge? I'm just telling you that you can believe what you're told or you can believe your eyes. I'm going with the latter. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Came across a bit of audio worthy of our attention. It's of a Chinese immigrant here in the United States. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. 317-239-9393. That is the number. Let you be a part of the show. There is hope, I guess, is the way to describe it. Not everything is lost. Not everything is crazy. This was very fascinating that it is this woman, Chinese immigrant, and it's a panel with David Hogg. You're talking about the guy who was used by his parents and used by adults to be the anti-gun guy after the shooting in Parkland, and then being a good soldier got him into Harvard, and he quickly realized that if I just do this thing, I get all sorts of rewards. I'm just going to take the rewards. And so he's this, no matter what he says, his actions show him as a guy who is I guess the term we would use is gun grabber. And he doesn't believe in your Second Amendment rights, and you're the problem, and you're the issue, et cetera, et cetera. So they are at this event, and this woman named Lily Tang Williams introduces herself, asking questions. Turns out she's also running for Congress, a Republican in New Hampshire's 2nd Congressional District. Hogg is at Dartmouth University. And, well, here is the exchange. It's absolutely beautiful.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
It's as beautiful as it gets. The simplicity of the argument. The basic facts, of the evils of communism, anybody who supports socialism and communism, these are the numbers. Under Chairman Mao, 40 million people starved to death. I'll believe her numbers. And the Cultural Revolution, which gives people the shakes about what we're seeing today, about struggle sessions and the rest. If you, I don't know if you've seen the Netflix show Three Body Problem. All you have to do is watch the opening scene from the first episode. That's a struggle session. That's exactly what it is. And what you see in today from today's news, so-called news outlets, is a lot of this not yet as violent, but still as disgusting. So worthy of watching at least that first scene. 20 million people died in the Cultural Revolution. And they want to tell you how communism is good. These people are have either no understanding of history or as all communists, they just lie. They lie because they want the power. They lie because they somehow think they can do it better. You can't do it better. No communism can exist without death and destruction. They go hand in hand. That's what they do. But if you can't guarantee me that my government will never be tyrannical, then the debate on gun control is over. And that's correct. That is the rational argument. And certainly the argument from the people who lived in the hellscape. How is it that the David Hogs of the world continue? And the answer is reward. If you take people of an ideological stripe and you put them in positions of power and able to grant power and prestige wealth, I'll put quotes around wealth, to others for doing the same things, well, then you're going to get more of the same. And you predicate it on the idea of, wouldn't it be great? We can do this. We can change the world. And guns, we don't need any of this. Well, what about the tyrannical government? Oh, you have to. What about the children? You have to stop with that pretend stuff. A woman who survived communism is not talking about pretend stuff. That's the great difference. That's the moment you say, oh, yeah, of course. Because people like David Hogg play in the pretend, and this woman, this candidate for Congress, Lily Tang Williams, is playing in the reality. Why would anybody deny her lived experience? See what I did there? That's a term of the left, and I used it. Ah, it's good stuff. I'll have the video posted over at TonyKatz.com.